The second garden is known as the Garden of Freedom. It is associated with our second principle of Huna, Kala, that there are no limits. So again, get in a comfortable position, put on a pair of headsets if you like, listen, and journey to your inner sanctuary once again, as Serge guides you to the Garden of Freedom.
So make yourself comfortable, take a deep breath, go to your garden, which may or may not look the same, and in your garden, see something as clearly as you can. Hear something as clearly as you can. And touch something as clearly as you can. And then when you get settled, you can kind of look around or walk around. Look for a path that leads to the Garden of Freedom. Find that path, go along that path, until you come to the entrance of the Garden of Freedom. And anyone can enter. So if it's a door, open it. If it's a gate, open it, go through it. If it's a wall, climb over it. You can go into that garden. So go ahead and do it. And in the garden, that Garden of Freedom, also see something, hear something, and touch something. In that garden, it is the garden of rules, regulations, laws, that can all be broken, or changed, or modified. That's the freedom. Physical laws, legal laws, spiritual laws, anything whatsoever. It's also a place where you can find things that are stuck or trapped or bound or caged or enclosed or limited in any other way, and where you can release them, undo them, unbind them, and free them. We could call it the Garden of Setting Things Free. We'll wander around in that garden until you find something that represents some symbol, some object, something that represents your greatest limitation, the limitation that's keeping you from being free in some important area of your life. Look for that symbol, look for that object, or that thing, whatever it is. And when you find it, discover what the limitation is. Whether it's trapped or bound or whatever it might be. No matter how complicated it looks, no matter how difficult it seems, use your creativity, use any help you want to call upon, including me if you want to, but find some way to take that thing and to undo it, to release it, to free it, to unbind it. To set it free. And when you do that, do it carefully. Do it with all of your senses of sight, sound, and touch. Because you will be setting free that same limitation that's within you now. Go ahead and do it. When you have released whatever it is you've encountered, when you've set yourself free, then start making your way back to your own garden. Before you leave the Garden of Freedom, bless it, thank it for being there. And in your own garden, do the same. And when you're finally ready, come back from your own garden in spirit into this body. On this place, at Anini, here and now, take a deep breath, wiggle your hands and your feet, and open your eyes when you're ready.